For most first-time parents, adjusting to a brand new baby is a big enough adjustment on its own. Never mind being on the road for a year in a foreign country with your baby. French couple Iris and Giacomo have chosen to spend the first year of their son Romeo's life travelling Australia in a van. They started in Byron Bay and they're currently in Broome. And as you can guess, there's not a lot of space, but they love being all together and meeting people, as Tom Forrest discovered. But tell me a story.
So, yeah, it's going well. But the more he's growing, I think, if he were like 1.5, would be more difficult because they want to move, they want to walk, you know. No one has his space, so if you want to read at night or watch a movie, the baby's sleeping just like I built the bed. For something a little challenging, but I believe that the contact you have with the baby, like the first years of his life, is really important.
Would you recommend this to other parents doing it this way?
Yeah, I would recommend, but I think it's not for everybody. I think people would be like stressed out sometimes. You're like, oh, because every day you wake up and you have to clean the thing, otherwise it's a big mess, you know. So I would, it's not for everybody, but I would recommend. Yeah, it's challenging, but it's very nice. I would never think about coming here. Like, I knew it was a place that was probably beautiful and stuff, but we also kind of, oops, you know, like the story also of the country. It's as are all the countries, of course, everywhere, but it's quite also somehow like difficult, you know. It has been a lot of very difficult stuff. And
so Giacomo, for you, what's it been like traveling with Iris and the baby?
Yeah, it's a lovely experience, also really deep, like full time, you know, together, like building a family. But you can't imagine spend so many time, so much time with your kid and your baby and your wife. So this way is really, really, really deep, traverse, human experience, especially in Australia, because also this country is complex. After, we will not have the opportunity to be so close with this guy. I mean, after we will need to walk again. So to do this now, is young, so young, is it was really important to for us to do this now, you know, the first time of his life, be close with his parents. After, it's too late, he will never be so young again, you know.
And also our focus on the trip, it's also more about human, meeting humans, and we really focus on the Aboriginal story. It's more important for us than seeing all the beauties of the country.
Yeah, this new thing, meeting Aboriginal history and actuality, it's also appear during the trip. So yeah, we discover, you know, history by come here. So yeah, more and more we also want to participate to make people live together, like, I mean, build beautiful human country, you know, like with no racism or no exclusion, no judgments, blah blah blah, but just, you know, hand in hand, you know, by a lovely way. This, and be with a baby, building a new young family, it can be also, you know, give hope. Yeah. Give hope to, you know, people. I mean, when we arrive to somebody with a baby, it's not the same feelings, you know, like a little family. And if you come by your own, you know, it's not the same feeling, like, yeah, okay, there is a baby, it's cute. So everybody, Aboriginal or white Australian or whatever, everybody wants to carry him, make him hug. And so it's really good. In France, I never can expect that people will be so nice, and, you know, comment dit quand ils veulent venir vers toi, want to come to you,
welcoming,
maybe. Welcoming with the baby, not so much in France.
That's Giacomo and Iris and little baby Romeo talking to Tom Forrest. They're from France and they're travelling in a campervan around Australia.